Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Jaish al-Islam, the last rebel faction in control of territory in eastern Ghouta on the outskirts of the Syrian capital, says it will not withdraw to other opposition-held parts of Syria. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal.
Jaish al-Islam has said that it would like to resist any pressures either from the Syrian government or for that matter from Russians, and they would like to defend their areas. But how long they are able to do that, because I think the force which has been deployed by the Syrian government and the Russians is overwhelming.
Other rebel groups in eastern Ghouta have withdrawn under deals negotiated with the Syrian government ally, Russia. After a month-long ground and air offensive, some rebel fighters agreed to be transported to northern Syria. Saudi media reporting a fragment from a barrage of ballistic missiles fired into Saudi Arabia, allegedly by Iran-backed Yemeni Houthi rebels, has killed one person, wounded two in Riyadh. The Saudi Air Force says it intercepted and destroyed seven missiles shot over Riyadh and three other cities. The rebels have fired a number of missiles into Saudi Arabia since late last year. Sierra Leone opposition leader Julius Maada Bio, winner of the first round of a presidential election earlier this month, has criticized the ruling party's successful bid to have a runoff poll delayed over alleged fraud. Bio, who was briefly the head of a military junta in the 1990s, had been meant to face off against the ruling All People's Congress candidate Samora Camara on Tuesday. A court has intervened. This is VOA News. Demonstrators in Barcelona clash with police after former Catalan president Carlos Puigdemont was taken into custody by German police. Monash University analyst Carlo Uxo said Puigdemont had left Belgium, where he had been residing for 5 months.
He has left Belgium before. He went to another European country. I think the idea was to try to show to the world that everybody in Europe, that he couldn't be persecuted in Europe, therefore why was Spain doing that?
Spain's Supreme Court has ruled Puigdemont and more than two dozen others could be tried for rebellion, embezzlement, and disobeying international arrest warrants. British Defense Secretary Gavin Williamson and his Estonian counterpart Jüri Luik have underlined the importance of military deployments and unity in the wake of the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy in the English city of Salisbury. At a joint news conference, Luik spoke about the challenges in the world today.
The threats we face today are not only in battlefield. They are much more complex and hard to identify. You may nowadays face intimidation in cyberspace and in such a shocking way as we witnessed a week ago in the UK.
And a boost for Prime Minister Theresa May of Britain, the 28-member European Union collectively condemned the attack on the former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter, who remain hospitalized. Russia's denied responsibility for the nerve agent attack. Foreign experts and entrepreneurs at the ongoing China Development Forum in Beijing have voiced their disappointment at President Trump's decision to impose $60 billion in tariffs on goods imported into the U.S. from China. Pascal Lamy is former Director General of the World Trade Organization.
The cost of breaking these links would be very important. I hope that the U.S. system itself will take in consideration the huge cost for the U.S. which a quote-unquote trade war would have.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday.
I'm cautiously hopeful we reach an agreement, but if not, we are proceeding with these tariffs. We are not putting them on hold unless we have an acceptable agreement that the president signs off on.
Chinese Vice Premier Han Zheng says trade protectionism, in his words, will lead to nowhere, and encourages the U.S. to back off the increased tariffs proposal by President Trump. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again today, so I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on this great show, we have a young and dynamic lady, and she has a Sierra Leonean and Gambian background. But I say she's a Sierra Leonean, and she says, I'm half Sierra Leonean, half Gambian. But hey, she will tell you more about that. And that is Sarah Musa. She's going to be my guest on the show, so stay tuned. I'll be introducing her later on this great show. But now let's start the ball rolling today from Sierra Leone, and we play music by Master Lord Mo, and this one is called Chief the Sleep with Chief in Wef. The chief is asleep, and we stole his wife. Wow. And right after that to Liberia's Kobazi in Daja, and Go Down by Yemba Voice featuring Rider Man. All coming to you right on the African beat, but let's start off with Sierra Leone's Lord Mo in Chief the Sleep with Chief in Wef.
I hope you know the chief I mean, eh?
I mean Chief Obad. Now Chief go send him, he can go France. Now Chief go send him, he can go Germany, Germany. We the poor one day, we the suffer for water.
Ordinary water.
We the poor one day, eating all day for it.
She starting all day for it.
Ra 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 ra. Re 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 re. Now the chief don't run.
Airport, seaport, electricity, sell all things. He carry the money. People they suffer. He use the money buy all things. He no left company. With a yearly donation, but would I collect donation? We no know somebody. Rihanna sorry, we no receive the money. For them buy a mineral, now them pocket, then dig boom boom now, then left them paddy dust. Yes, now them kind people now want make we put back. If we put them, I swear we go broke back. We go broke like them 2-3 side bags. Make we conscious, now the time this. I repeat, now the time this.
Sister, all before they live in penury. Yeah, youth man, time to read.
I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The music just turns me on.
I'm on board with the Lama Sauce. Come on and go, come on and go,
Lucky Ball.
I want that body. I need that body. I want that body. I need your body. I've been all over you. I don't wanna hear it. I'll be getting your lips. We be smoking the edges. I'll be getting your lips. We can take it from the sofa. It's 2 in the morning. We can take it to the bay. Then I will kiss your lips. The way you want it, you got me screaming. I know it's me, but maybe we can do it like Valentine. Baby, I'm feeling you. The way you just kissing me.
Mazemwe jere,
all
merenai. Mazetuji na nebu sense. Omubiri ku wundi ni byo bya fresh. Hagati yacu nta distance. Tumize icyo ushaka cyose kandi kenshi. Wanyita King Wandala. Fati tusha kume facture. Reka na nindagara. Fati findi shura byose sur. Ubuzima ni bugufi. Feeling a fresh muri Gucci. Umuziki ni nk'umuti cyakazo ceze gicarutsi kinabapiga magudo nyega nyega mpaka wansi abavuga ni bavuge bakuziza kuzi byo batazi slay baby girl slay you don't have to care about what they say babe slay baby girl slay twikute se buri wese
by Yemba Voice featuring Rider Man, and right before that was Daja by the young rising Kubazi of Liberia, and Chief the Sleep with Tiffinweth by Master Lord Moore of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. And remember, when I come back, my guest for today is the young Sarah Musa, and she'll be telling you all about what she does. All right, stay tuned. I'll be right back.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
The African beat on the Voice of America. Welcome back. If you've just joined me, you are listening to your greatest African music show on your airwaves. And I said earlier that my guest today is Sarah Musa. And Sarah is a young African-American, parents from Sierra Leone and the Gambia. And she is doing a whole lot of work back there in the Gambia. And that is why we have her on the show today. And she's got a non-profit organization that she'll be telling you about. Prospect in Mommy's Tummy. What does that mean? But let's go over to Sarah now, and welcome to the African Beat, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me today. Thank you.
So Sarah, now, what is Prospect in Mommy's Tummy?
Definitely a great question. It's a nonprofit foundation that I founded back in 2014, and the objective of the organization is to help break the cycle of poverty through assisting underprivileged children and expectant women.
Okay, so but people want to say, how can I understand what's the meaning of that sentence? What's the meaning of that title? Prospect in Mommy's Tummy. I know you're trying to break the cycle of poverty, but how can you relate that to...
Absolutely, definitely. So from our logo, our picture, the logo has a picture of a pregnant lady and the baby has a graduation cap and a diploma. So through our organization, we're really saying that kids have great potential, and when we invest in them, they'll do great things.
Sarah, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24?
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago have you been doing this?
About 4 years now.
About 4 years now.
Right.
All right, that is our guest for today, Sarah. You see, she's just 24 years old. And she's thinking about the newborn baby that is coming into this world straight from mommy's tummy. And that child is supposed to be a prospect for the future. Okay, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. We'll bring you Sarah later on again. But let's take a cool music now from the Gambia, where Sarah has got a school. And we'll be talking about that later on. But we'll take this music now. It's called Bijir Bajar by Oh Boy and Gambian Child, featuring Bai Badu, all from the Gambia. Let's enjoy this one. And when we come back, our guest will be right here.
Abi giri bajaru, abi giri bajaru.
Defuni manu kala jengendi.
Abi giri bajaru, abi
bayaru.
Nafuni manu kale jinkenye.
Abigiri bayaru, abigiri bayaru.
Nafuni manu kale jinkenye.
Fi kula mahal bi opalam sagar. Kula gis xamna digi tang am good kawar. Gambian jail xal bi ñun duñ sa morom di nga songa dalay reey ku degi li amna borom.
Babu na fi ko dowul ma jalous.
Bajar, Oh Boy and Gambian Child featuring Bai Badu from the Gambia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And our guest on the show today is young Sarah Musa, who's based here in the United States of America. And Sarah, what and what are you doing in the Gambia?
Yes, so in the Gambia, through the organization Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, the nonprofit that I founded, what we're doing is recently we just opened a nursery school to help ensure that more girls will have the opportunity to go to school. That's a passion of mine. I've had that passion for girls' education since high school. And in addition to building a school, we are also the organization also helps pregnant women by donating to the underprivileged mothers baskets that contains baby items.
And you know, when I look at you, I say as young as you are, 24 years old, at a time like this, you should be enjoying your youth, you know, thinking about how to take care of yourself, doing all those beautiful makeups, you know, enjoying your life. But you decided to spend your time helping young girls and pregnant women. Why?
I think that that's a passion that I've had since high school. And I think that in order for change to happen, we really do need to put in the action to it. And so through Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, it really is just a goal to really ensure that girls are given the voice and the opportunity to be able to advance in life, because there's so much potential that girls have in them. And when they're given the chance to go be in the classroom setting to learn, they'll be able to do so much more. So through Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, we hope to not only ensure that girls are given an education in addition to boys, we also hope to ensure that clinics will be built in the future with the availability of funding. As of right now, we are limited to our activities due to the fact that we don't have like major sponsors or we don't have donors. My parents are the ones putting in the majority of the funding.
I was just going to come to that.
Right.
Are you working?
I'm not. Our parents are the ones putting in the majority of the funds in there to help the organization.
And so how do you hope to continue with this when it is the spending or the sponsoring is just coming from your parents?
Absolutely. So we are hoping that the word will get out there, because in order for change to occur, more people need to be aware of the vision of the organization. So we're hoping that through this interview and other interviews, people will be aware of the work that we're doing, and together we can all make a difference to help ensure that lives will be changed.
And right now you are constructing the permanent school, the new school, right?
You're right, yep.
And how is that going?
Right now, my parents, they bought a piece of land in Lamine, the Gambia, and we already have a temporary location that they built a house there. And so that temporary location is where the school is currently being housed. And in that same compound, we have a construction going on, and my parents have put in the resources to be able to help build a school there. And with the availability of funding and donors, we'll be able to actually finish the building and hold more students.
All right. When we come back, we'll be saying thank you to Mommy and Daddy for that. But let's enjoy some good music. Sarah Musa is my guest on the African Beat today, and you've heard her. She's just 24. She's not just thinking about herself. She's not just thinking about the next clothes she's going to wear or the next shoe she's going to buy. She's thinking about how young girls can get education. She's thinking about how pregnant women that are less privileged can be able to deliver well. She's taking gifts of baskets to them in the hospital. So what can you do? How can you help? How can you come on board? What is your vision? That's what we're talking about today, right here on the African Beat. But let's go back to music. Remember, it's the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play music from across the continent. Mona Lisa is done for us by Godwin from Ghana. That's what we're going to play next. So enjoy it. And when we come back, we'll take Sarah Musa again, our guest. Mona Lisa right now.
Yeah.
Ivan on the beat.
Sexy Mona Lisa, you dey use me to play. Now you rock on my way. I will lock you in a missus today. Your booty African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang bang. Your booty African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, la la lo lo. Give me that bang bang. Candlelight feed it to us only, man a real player. Big enough for style, me na play with the girl, them way no like me. And me na one fear club. You see some girls in love, they think of them up return. And them studio in a line, yeah. And if you love your man and him, you never stress man for a longer, longer time. Tap the Tom and Jerry, if you love it, one feed for another time. And if you love your man and him, give a stress man for a longer, longer time. Stop the commentary. If you love it, go and feed for another time. Yeah. Your body African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang bang. Your body African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang.
On the beat.
Mona Lisa by Godwin of Ghana. That was a beautiful song there. And you are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Broadcasting from Washington, D.C., Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, right after the world news. Now, we're back to you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your message to young girls like you? You know, who are out there and seeing you doing this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But when you look at them, sometimes it is difficult for them to have the same opportunity as you.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be your message to them? And even those who are adults that will be listening to you right now, what would be your message?
I would say it all starts by believing in yourself. Realize that you do have the potential to make a change. And it starts out right at home. You can start out in your community and start making a change there. And eventually, just keep on expanding that. And you'll keep on changing the lives of those around you.
And what would be your message to your mom and dad? Because they've been putting in the bulk of the money. And remember, they have your school to take care of. And now they're helping you also to help other children. What would be your special message to them?
I'm very grateful to my parents for all the support that they've showed to me all throughout the years. And I'm very thankful for all that they've done. to not only make my vision come alive, but to also help others' visions come alive too.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sarah. And we're looking forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you.
Whenever you have something new coming up, and let us know, we'll call you back here because we want to know how that school is coming up.
Absolutely.
And we want to know how the kids are doing.
Thank you so very much.
All right. That was my guest today, Sarah Musa, the founder and CEO of Prospects in Mommy's Tummy. That's a nonprofit organization. And also, she has built a school in the Gambia, helping young girls, little children, grow up in that kind of environment where they'll be able to go to school. And Sarah will also like to say very special thanks to the Cloud Break Foundation for supporting PIMT in the United States over the years. And also to all the individuals who have been making donations to the organization. That is from our guest today, Sarah Musa. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. When I come back, we'll play some more music for you.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Jalimadi. Brikam. Boyo.
Ndanyina lela na ndunde jam fala na itele wulu na itele na fomo beti na manju twila na inene mambala na na duta fomo bebo taida maleka fonye na itele wulu ejika beto dina ninga kuja oke ikonye fata nyina na sula fengol na ya bedi na enyin kanomi itana fonka funyol nyaka bona wato doye dunde nite te manna nelte sonna kanyi mfili no mi mfil dol nene talo na nga bajele mili ye dingol fay dol be ta konna dol be bulo kosi le talie wol be donna dol kapata minta ki dingol akuala wa nene telonna isa dunia la dunia ka bama nene sanna anin do nene te kanna ndaji ko nene te banna wala na nike kanoma pisalta ka ura ka fo wena Jiko nin tesito lafta ke la dunia le diandi bulu koko sito I wanna buy you cars ama jala motol gad basiru jawara dreams kakodo sami ye kolo sito wala kambula nin dunia be miraro la kwa nyamato sal yala ne muna nanganya bibitol kam koko mkoto misiko kabilo jo misiko kadomandi ngodu mposo to motivation all that na fam futata nyin levelo to nalo na first jati suko na karambu ngoto afolo le mkuma farae hakilo ken sondo moto anene mambatandi barandi wala kija faranda telen karandi femo la mukamil karandi karambu moto ninga kuke la ya mfama na kana kamfama will ever stay true to you nda jam fasiti le kamanga ni monsol minke kono tonga duno min life kunto e dimi ngwa mimma tinto ni kamfata se ponto Atemiye kanu biri mangunuma biri ngunuma ta anim biri tamata Sai ko e kaburle kanyine bala Ah munete ni la titaro be mam fanke bay Ningalonu mokalonu Wata kanye batu fae fa yana nimisa Mama mama
Oh my God.
I am classy, sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't forget to write to us at africanbeat@voanews.com. That's our email address, africanbeat@voanews.com. Mutupo is our next piece, and it's done for us by Gentile of Zimbabwe. And right after that, Bakasso by Ja Verite of Burkina Faso. And Ifunanya by Peace Choir. This is old, but it's interesting and it's beautiful. But now, let's take Mutupo, the sound of Gentile from Zimbabwe.
Hey!
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
This is Emerson, the last man standing from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the African beat with David Vandy, Voice of America. Peace.
Nanya, beautiful music by P Squaw of Nigeria, and before that, Bakasso by Ja Verity of Burkina Faso, and Mutupu by Gentile of Zimbabwe. Beautiful music. The African beat on the Voice of America.
Young people on the beat.
Sugar Martin.
Woo!
Live up! Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying. Tell them, tell them not to get to watch.
Say God know they bang for.
Trust and judge at the Savior. So if you fall 7 times, you go rise 7 times. Remember the story of Job. Don't you ever give up electing choke. Don't be like you come in for 1 pint coke. Believe in yourself and activate hope. You will ever come and be the head cornerstone. Why you feed your full and full food in this business? Can we not get to lack of the 20 days? What there is life, there is hope, my brother. God know the bank food. God know the bang food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bang food.
Ah, so they can't be sure they go.
Bam, bam.
Never look up to God, oh. He no go ever let you so.
Bam, bam.
He what not, he what, oh. God know the good so cause, so no fail for call up. Any problem where you get it ready for solve up. But talk to God not free. God in network, no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent.
Why you feed your full and full food and this? Can we when I get to lack of the 30 days? What there is life, there is hope, my brother. God know the bank food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bank food.
That you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to this great show. And a big thank you to my guest, Sarah Musa, for stepping up into our VOA studios today to talk about her non-profit organization and her school in the Gambia. Once again, thank you and thanks to your parents. Well, with all of that, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you all a pleasant day. As I leave you now with Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
Yeah,
Papa.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.